Once again, it's Michael Feldman.
Well done. Well done. Okay. I'm going to fall off the stage right now into the audience. Where is the only place you can get on? Here it is. Ah! That wasn't so hard. How are you?
Fine.
Right where the stage ends, so I thought I would say hello to you.
I was going
to
catch you.
Thank you very much. And you are?
Ann.
Hi, Ann.
Hello.
What are you up to these days?
Oh, just hanging out.
Yeah? All the time? You can't be hanging out all the time.
Well, no. No, but I have little kids at home. So
you do? How many you got?
Just two.
Two? Just two?
Yeah.
How many would you like?
Seems to be the new two around here, you know.
And their ages are?
11 and 8.
11 and 8? That's still, you can still work with that, can't you?
Well, yeah, we left them alone to come see you.
You did? Okay. Maybe you better check on them.
Don't tell social services.
Okay, all right. Nice to see you. Thanks for coming.
No problem.
No problem? Okay. Then we got also here Lisa Wild from Onalaska. Huh? Don't we? Wow, I can't get to you, wherever you are. Are you back? Where are you? Hi. How are you? Good. Wish I could get to you there. I don't see how did you get there in the first place? It's like sardines back there. Do you like sardines? I actually like sardines. I'm one of the few people. All right, I'll tell you what. You come over here. I'll meet you at the aisle. That seems fair, doesn't it? Yeah, you can. Because if you step on people, they're not going to mind so much. I do it. Entirely different. Hi.
Hi.
How are things?
Great.
Good. Really?
Pretty good.
It's getting worse and worse the more I ask. Not so bad next. And
not so
fair,
bad. Yeah.
And, could be better.
It's good.
Could be worse. Onalaska, is it true what they say about Onalaska?
What do they say about Onalaska?
I was going to ask you that too. It's growing. It's growing, isn't it?
Growing.
Leaps and bounds.
Yes, it is growing. Yeah. People think it's actually Alaska.
I know, there when is that the name is a problem, isn't
from
it?
Out of town. We're on Alaska? You're on Alaska? Where's that?
Well, how do they get on Alaska? Is that an Indian name or something?
It's a last name of the sawmill guy.
Oh, the sawmill guy. Those are the two choices you get in Wisconsin. It's either the sawmill guy or an Indian name.
It's his last name. Yeah. It's the last name of a guy.
Alaska.
Yeah.
No? There's some disagreement. There's no controversy. I love it. What's the, what? Oh, good, yeah.
My wife, the social studies teacher, will explain it to you.
There you go.
Don't, stay right there. I'll get back in just a second. Don't leave. We'll correct this as we go. Yes.
It came from a Native American poem, and in the poem it was called Unalaska, but they shortened it up to Onalaska.
How do you account for the sawmill guy then?
Onalaska's a lumber town.
Okay, I'll give you that.
And the guy who named Onalaska also lived in Washington State for a while and named the town there Onalaska and then moved to Texas and did the same thing there.
But what was his name?
I don't know.
Then why isn't it I don't know, Wisconsin? His name was Bob?
Oli Onalaska.
Oh, we got to go. Dear, I'm sorry we didn't get to your card there, but nice talking with you anyway.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're a little disappointed, I know. Oh, my earliest childhood memory. She asked what my earliest childhood memory was, and it was at age 35 anyhow, so it wouldn't it's the last thing I can remember, actually, 35. Okay. We're going to go right now to the What Do You Know quiz, but before we can do that, oh, who ended up with the four disclaimers? Oh, you did. Okay. Didn't get that far. Can I get you to come over to this aisle here? We're going to play the What Do You Know quiz, chance to win fabulous prizes. First, we've got to know who can and cannot participate in said quiz. And we have
David from Trempealeau.
David from Trempealeau, ladies and gentlemen.
The four disclaimers, number one. All questions used on What Do You Know have been painstakingly researched, although the answers have not. Ambiguous, misleading, or poorly worded questions are par for the course. Listeners who are sticklers for the truth should get their own shows. Number two, it'll always be Gunderson Lutheran to me. Number three, persons employed by the International House of Radio or its member stations are lucky to be working at all, let alone tying up the office phones trying to play the quiz. Listeners who have won recently should sit on their hands and let someone else have a chance for a change. Number four, all opinions expressed on What Do You Know are well-reasoned and insightful. Needless to say, they are not those of the International House of Radio, its member stations, or lackeys. Anyone who says otherwise is itching for a fight.
That little souvenir in lieu of payment. Let's see the hands of those of you who want to try them at the What Do You Know quiz. Well, you're the most enthusiastic, and that's always a mistake, but come on over here anyhow. I think you want to do this too badly. Yeah, really badly. That's always a mistake, I think, but let's see. You are?
I'm Kate Mayer.
Kate?
Yes.
You're well-known, Kate.
That could be dangerous.
Why are you so well-known, Kate? Because you came with all those people?
I came with all these people, yes.
What do you do in life as we know it, Kate?
This is my one-year anniversary of retiring from 40 years of teaching.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Where you were known as Mrs.
What's that?
You were known as Mrs.
Ms. Mayer.
Ms. Mayer.
Yes.
Ms. Mayer. That sounds good. I like that. Kate, give me one good reason you should play this quiz.
Your drummer, whose name you keep forgetting, would like for you to choose me because I think I was his favorite teacher.
Justin Timberlake. Yeah. Okay, come on, then, Kate. Walk this way. We have to kayak around this part here. Your teacher. So Justin was your student.
It's not Justin.
Justin.
Dustin.
Timberhate.
Dustin.
Timberhack.
Hackworth.
Hackworth.
Yes.
What kind of student was he?
He was a really good student.
Really?
He starred in a Shakespeare play that we put on, actually, and I got him to wear green tights, I think.
Oh.
Yes? Do you remember your part?
He still got him on. Do you remember your part?
Always a teacher.
Yeah.
He was bottom.
You remember those parts in the tights?
I don't remember the tights.
Yeah, okay. You had to remember your... Anyhow, good. And that's great. That's great. 40 years.
Yes.
Long time.
Yes.
To teach. And mm-hmm. But it was fabulous.
It was fabulous.
And you'd recommend that to any young person.
Would I recommend it? You know, it brought me to tears when my youngest daughter wanted to be a teacher.
Yeah.
But in these political times...
Yeah.
I was worried about her, but it's the finest career for me. But boy, it's tough right now.
Tough now.
Yeah.
But still, if you got the knack for it, you got the calling, you should go with it.
Yeah. If you can save a kid, you think you can be a teacher.
Yeah. Great. Excellent. Where did you teach all these years?
I started on the Rosebud Indian Reservation in South Dakota, and then I moved to Onalaska, and I've been teaching in Onalaska for like 35 years.
Yeah.
When I retired. Yeah.
Someone out there plays along with you, Kate. That's how this works here. And you have all the knowledge you're going to need, I think, for this quiz. It's going to be pretty easy for you. And we have a qualifying question. But, Sarah, how does that work?
People who want to play the quiz are going to pick up the phone and dial 608-784-2043. 2043.
Does that spell out anything?
No, it does not.
Okay. That's lucky. Okay. And answer this qualifying question. And okay, all you got to do is translate the Borgen's Cafe motto, Spis Drik Avergla. Is that Chinese too? Maybe we can have our young. Spis Drik Avergla. All you got to do is translate that, and you're on the quiz. Easy as that, and we got people calling right now all over the place. What's that number again, Sarah?
608-784-2043.
That's the number to call, and you just have to translate the Borgen's Cafe out there in West B. Yeah. Well, did you know they had a motto? I think it must be over the door or something. Spis Drik Avergla. How's that sound? Norwegian? No. Okay, let's go to the phones right now. John's on the line from Clarksburg, West Virginia. He's bound to know this. Hey, John.
Good morning.
Do you speak any Norwegian or Nordic tongues?
No, Italian, not Norwegian.
Okay, then you should get this pretty easy. Spis drik aver gla. What does that mean?
Could you please repeat the question?
Translate it.
Could you please repeat the word?
You don't have to spell them. Well, it's not a spelling bee. Spis drik aver gla. Hello?
Yes.
John, my career is ticking away here.
I'm going to say, pleased to meet you.
No, very far from the truth. Okay, bye. I don't mean that way. No. Joe, Charleston, South Carolina, you got this, don't you, Joe?
Yes.
Yes. Okay, go ahead.
Does that go with fish?
Okay, we'll accept that. It's a good approximation anyway. Because frankly, I don't know what it means. What does it mean? Drink, eat, drink, and be merry or something like that? Does it? Pretty much? Okay. All right. Nice going, Joe. Very close. Does that go with fish? Is it pretty much a translation of that? Joe, what do you do out there in Charleston, South Carolina?
I work in heavy-duty trucking for Cummins, making turbochargers.
Okay. You're not working in that right now, are you? Because we hate to see you getting a workplace thing. No. Okay, good. Got the weekend off?
Yes, sir.
Going to do some fishing or something?
Yeah, yard work today.
Yard work is good, too.
Yeah.
Joe, this is Kate. She's a teacher, so it's probably all you need on this quiz, really.
Hi, Joe.
Okay. Hi, Kate.
Okay, you guys good? You
We're
collaborate?
Good.
You work together on the quiz?
We have not various, like politicians.
We have various categories. And what are they?
The categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
All right, Joe, you pick the first one. Joe? Yes, you do, yes.
Things you should have known or learned in school.
Okay.
Kate, you can help.
Okay, so what is a coulee, as in the Coulee region?
Oh, I think I know what a coulee is.
Okay.
It's a local term for a valley. It's off the rivers. It's a valley. It's a local term for a valley.
Joe, you go along with that?
Yes.
Yes, it is. It's like a fjord. If you're back in Norway, it's a fjord, I think. Okay, so that would be...
That's one right and zero wrong.
Cool. What's left there, Sarah?
Current events, people, places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay. Kate, what would you like?
Current events.
Current events, right out of the news. Let's see if it is. Yes. The most popular boys and girls, Gunderson, formerly Lutheran, names. Is it A, Mason and Olivia, B, Aiden and Peyton, or C, Liam and Evelyn? Formerly Lutheran names.
I don't think it's C, Joe, do you?
Okay. Is it then Mason and Olivia or Aiden and Peyton?
In school, we have lots of Masons and Olivia right now.
Okay.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes, Mason and Olivia. Boy, that came in handy. How about that?
That's two right and zero wrong.
Okay, what's left there, Sarah?
People, places, science, or odds and ends.
Okay, Joe, what would you like?
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends, could be anything. Yes, it is. Who has the shorter commute to work, folks in La Crosse or La Crescent?
What?
Shorter commute to work, La Crosse or La Crescent?
Well, I guess it depends where they're working.
Not my problem.
La Crescent, is that in Wisconsin?
No, that's in Minnesota there, hey. Okay, don't get excited about it. He wasn't trying to insult you or anything. Yeah.
Sounds like a smaller town to me. Let's go with maybe they're an outlier and they got to come in.
Okay. He says La Crescent.
But if they work in La Crosse, their commute is much less. Is that what you're asking?
No, I'm asking if he's right or not.
Let's say he's right.
He's right, yes. 17 minutes to 18.4 minutes. Holy cow, they've won.
All right.
And they can quit here, can't they?
They can, or they can test it all on one more question.
One more question, go for the giant kielbasa?
That's right.
The whole thing, you want to go on and win everything?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Joe, is that okay?
Sure.
Okay. Pick a category then.
It's either people, places, or science.
Is it back?
My turn?
Yes.
Science.
Science it is. Here it is for everything. How much time does a mayfly have to mate in the swarm?
Oh, it's a really short amount, Joe. Yeah,
is this a multiple choice?
Nope. Gotta know this.
It's like less than a minute.
Whoa, that's pretty short. That's a lot of pressure.
It's maybe, Joe, what do you think?
Well, how long do they live, I guess?
Half an hour?
That's their whole mission there in that swarm.
Okay.
Half an hour?
More like...
They're telling me to go up, like a day.
A day? I think maybe like a day?
About a day.
Let's give them a little leeway here.
Okay.
Yes? She says a day.
So.
Yes, Joe?
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
they got one day! That's no pressure!
Okay, begin celebrating with a six-pack of beer from La Crosse's famed Pearl Street Brewery, beer that combines the freshest all-natural hops, malt, and water with pride, wit, and integrity. And find out how that's accomplished. You'll later be taking the Tour de Pearl at the brewery located on St. Andrew Street in La Crosse. Then you'll be able to gain inspiration from a set of books from the D.B. Reinhardt Institute for Ethics and Leadership, bringing people together in fruitful conversation about ethical ideas and issues. Joe, you and a companion will be paddling your own canoe while exploring nature and relieving stress during a group paddle from the Three Rivers Outdoors, historic downtown La Crosse's premier store for outdoor enthusiasts, and then celebrate Dairy Month with handcrafted cheeses and butters from Nordic Creamery of Westby, Wisconsin. Congratulations to you both. Michael Feldman's What Do You Know is produced by Wisconsin Public Radio for PRI Public Radio International. Michael Feldman, producer international.
Joe, make sure you get that.
This is PRI Public Radio International.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Just like it was planned.